Protests have continued across the nation over the death of George Floyd, an African-American man, at the hands of a white Minneapolis police officer. The officers have now been charged, but Delmarva Public Radio's George Merrill was riveted by one scene in the nation's capital.
During the riots in Washington, D.C. recently, the president appeared before St. John's Episcopal Church near the White House. St. John's was boarded up because of fire damage. Trump walked to the church from the White House after first having the police clear the streets of peaceful demonstrators using tear gas. Standing there, he raised a Bible the way salesmen do while showing you the product they're pitching. I assumed his pitch was to tell us he was on God's side and the protesters were not. The church is within the Diocese of Washington. The Right Reverend Mary Ann Buddy is the bishop. She was blindsided by the gesture, outraged, and said, "He just used the Bible for a message antithetical to the teachings of Jesus." Jesuit James Martin also tweeted, "Revolting, God is not your plaything." Washington Rabbi Jack Moline said, "The most flagrant misuses of religion I have ever seen. It underscores the president's complete lack of compassion for Black Americans and the lethal consequences of racism." What are we to make of this? There's an old saying that sitting in a church doesn't make you a Christian any more than sitting in a hen house makes you a chicken. Showmanship is a significant part of today's political messaging. The president is a master of getting attention through well-staged theater. The theatrics are flamboyant, vitriolic, outrageous, and very popular with his base. As the president staged this photo op, he employed more violence in making his point than the protesters did in making theirs. He had set the stage for this photo op by dispersing peaceful demonstrators by using excessive force, ironically, government force, recapitulating the very same abuse that brought the demonstrators to the streets in the first place. At a time when what is required of leadership is helping calm troubled waters, he stirs them up. When reconciliation is required, he provokes confrontations. When what is being asked of leadership is to serve others, he serves himself. Michael Curry is the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church in the United States. He is an elected official, he is an international leader, and he's an African American. He preached a sermon recently during the services at the National Cathedral. During the sermon, he took a surgical mask and put it on his face. He then posed these questions: "Why am I doing this? Who am I doing this for?" He then touched the mask and said that he was doing this for someone else. The mask wouldn't protect him from the virus, but if he wore it, he might spare somebody else the pain of suffering. "Yes," he went on to say, "it's an inconvenience. And yes, it keeps reminding me of something I must do. But I do it because I know it may save someone else." Living for others looks like this. This is also what leadership looks like. George Merrill on the shore.